It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. It is Independence Day weekend. Happy Independence Day to all. And today we're going to get an update on all things Calaveras County government. We're pleased to be joined in the studio by the chairman of the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors, Benjamin Stopper, who's here to get us up to speed on county issues. Supervisor Stopper, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Mr. Hansen. Thank you for having me.
So you've been serving as board chair throughout 2021. For anyone unfamiliar, what is your background?
Well, I started in the building industry early 2000s, 1990s. Spent about over a decade in that. And for the last decade prior to getting elected on the Board of Supervisors, I've worked in wastewater treatment and water treatment plant operations.
So District 5, what does that area all cover?
It covers Rancho Calaveras, Milton, Jenny Lind, and a small portion of La Quintana for the most part.
So what would you say are your top priorities as board chair this year?
That's fairly broad. There's a lot of priorities, you know, and in working with the fellow supervisors, I would like to say we've moved forward on starting our strategic plan. And, you know, that's a long-term goal that we are moving forward on. We started a new committee to put things forward to the Board of Supervisors. Mr. Garamendi and Ms. Fullendorf are on that committee, working with staff to bring that forward. We are working with the assessor's office to possibly catch the assessor's office up on the roll, and you know, animal services shelter. We're looking at starting a new plan for the animal services shelter and addressing many of the other worries of our constituents that have been brought forward through multiple avenues, including the grand jury.
We've been following the general plan for many years. I know that was recently approved. The strategic plan, is that a new thing, or is that something that the county's had as well?
That's something that the county's worked on for pretty much decades. I think Ms. Calloway brought it up that we've been working on this for a long time, trying to bring one forward. You know, it's basically goal-oriented. It gives a clear path for staff to work forward. It sets priorities. And, you know, it's basically our map on how we want to proceed as a county that's somewhat fluid. So it's been for quite some time. We've worked on one. We never truly finished one. And these type of things take time to finish.
Having four different supervisors on representing Calaveras County's board, is it difficult to have a strategic plan and have everybody agree to the same path?
You know, I would say, you know, we all have our different views, but the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors, even though we do have disagreements at times, for the most part, we all have the same intention. And, you know, when we find things in common, that's where we go with incorporating those types of things into the plan.
Calaveras County also recently hired a new CAO. What can you tell us about her?
Ms. Fonlada's worked for Calaveras County, I believe, for four to five years now as a deputy CAO. She comes from a very good background in business and has some good institutional knowledge with Calaveras County. You know, she stepped in at a time when we were short on staff as interim, and she's done a phenomenal job to fill a void that, you know, Calaveras County is needed, and at the same time, successfully move things forward. So I'm, you know, optimistic, not pessimistic.
I know there's been some other high-profile positions in the county that have recently come and gone, whether it be retirement or resignations. What can you tell us about some other people who have recently joined county government?
We recently had Health and Human Services vacancy filled by Ms. Corey Allen. She's actually comes from a background in Tuolumne County, working with government over here. She's done a phenomenal job stepping into place. She's been very forward and reached out to us consistently. I'm very happy with the work she's doing so far and her ideas as we move forward. Also, we've filled the public works position. Mr. Joshua Pack left towards the end of the year last year. We recently filled it with Robert Packinger, who's a long-term employee in Calaveras County. He's been with Public Works for over 30 years. Very good man, knows Calaveras County like the back of his hand. And he's doing good work moving forward and actually paving a lot of the roads in District 5 right now. So I'm very happy with him.
And a new public health officer as well?
The public health officer, Mr. Ramirez, or Dr. Ramirez, has recently filled the position. Not too much contact with him other than the public health updates, but, optimistic that, as we move forward through the pandemic, whether it's, moving into the background or may come back forward, he's got good institutional knowledge when it comes to the health of the people.
And then community development, is that going through a change as well?
Community development, I think very much so. I think COVID changed everything when it comes to community development somewhat. It's like a black swan event in my mind. It we're getting a lot of Bay Area people moving up here. And at this point, we can't retain enough houses for rentals, much less have houses built fast enough for people that are wanting to move up here. So I think community development overall is very broad. We could include community, economic, and everything else. It's in a transition right now, and I think potentially moving forward with the general plan at its point right now where we've approved it, as we move forward on finishing all the other parts of the general plan, community development's going to move forward much quicker.
You mentioned the housing shortage. Tuolumne County has also been seeing home prices increase and limited supply. As a board chair of the supervisors, do you see that's anything that the Calaveras will look at and find ways to help bring more housing or affordable housing?
I sat down at a CSAC, I believe it was December of 2019. And, we're talking about affordable housing. The state's holding counties accountable for affordable housing. At the same time, many of the laws coming forward from the state are counterproductive to those ends. And it's not that those laws aren't put forward with good intent, but like the fire safe laws that are coming forward. I mean, the cost of buildings going through the roof, prices for materials have doubled or more in certain circumstances. So, while I think that every supervisor supports, whether they're Tuolumne or Calaveras County, supports affordable housing, it's a problem, and I don't know how to solve it yet. it's how do we solve that?
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with the board chair of the Calaveras County Supervisors on this weekend's Motherlode Views, Benjamin Stopper. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.